Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Sonia.
Miss Sonia, this is Josh McCall. I really need to find out what is going on with my order.
Okay, I just got it. Give me one moment. I'm just going over the notes that she just briefly sent over. This is something about a return label. Give me one moment to get myself refreshed here.
What is the return label?
Okay, so this is an issue about a return label.
But and missing parts.
Okay, we can one at a time. So which issue do you want to start with, the return label or the missing parts?
The return label works. I don't care.
Okay, and what is the return label for?
The magazine's 39 through 46, the issue's 39 through 46, and the replacement license plate and the binder.
All of this was on one order?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you're requesting a return label. This order, hold on. So this order was back on January 4th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, and you're just wanting to return them for a refund?
No. The last shipment I received before this was my base. And on the tracking information I had for the base, it said that all this was coming with my base. I got home. The base was here, but the parts were not.
Okay,
so
now,
called,
go ahead.
So I called and I talked to one of the customer service people. And she reissued the parts because the warehouse said they sent them with the base, and they were not together. So she resent them. It was probably beginning of January. I can't remember what date it was, and I've got them. On January 27th is what this paper here shows that came with the kit, and I got all the same parts again. So I was trying to send them back so I get my right parts.
Okay, so basically, the display base and the parts are not usually like delivered in the same box. It's not. There's no way with that the base size. So they're going to come separately.
But it all came on one tracking number.
Yeah, I understand that. Yes, it does. That's it does. Okay, I understand that. I don't know why they do. I wish I could explain that, but yes, but they're not. They're not going to come, like, in the same box together. So an agent did a reship of 39 through 46 for you?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've received it twice.
Okay, you only were charged once for it.
Yeah, this time I wasn't charged at all for this one.
Yeah.
But when I called...
But you're wanting a return label so that you could send it back.
Yes.
Okay. Because it shows here you should have 47 through 54 on its way.
Well, that's just it. I paid Thursday, it'd be 2 weeks ago, I paid for those. I called the lady, I can't remember her name, last Tuesday when these came in, because the tracking number I got was for these. When I called, she said, well, your 47 through 54 has been delivered. And she started rambling the tracking number, which is for the replacement parts.
Yeah.
So I waited. I called a couple days later because she said I'd get an email for the 46 through 54 or 47 through 54 because she was going to have them shipped last week. I still have not received anything.
No, and I'm loading the ledger now. Oh, I wish they would just ask for help before saying the wrong thing. Because you will receive email confirmation that 47 and 54 were on their way, just like you received it for the reship. So let me just load the ledger. Mm-hmm.
The email I got for the reship, I didn't even get it until the day the parts got here.
Wow. And that's the same that's the same tracking number she was giving you?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. But so it does show here... Where is it? There you are. All right. So that order, which was your total of 95.76, that's 47 through 54, it was sent to the warehouse on the 28th. It has not shipped out yet. So we're just waiting on that to ship out.
All right. So why'd they take the money out of my account for it if it hasn't been shipped yet? Because usually they don't take the money until it ships.
Actually, this is a pre-authorization charge. So, that it's a pre-authorization charge. It's the same process. It's always happened. It's always a pre-authorization charge when the order is sent to the warehouse. As soon as it ships from the warehouse is when we charge your card. It's stated in the terms and conditions. We do not charge your card until it ships.
The money's already came out of my account.
Okay, I understand what you... Okay, all right. I can't explain it any clearer than that. That's just the process. Okay, and you're in, yes, it does show that. On the 28th, it has not shipped out yet. As soon as it ships out, you're going to receive the email confirmation and tracking information on it. Now, as far as you wanting a return label, you could send that request over to customerservice@eaglemoss.com, and they'll email you. Okay.
And I've got a thing that says they get back with me in a couple of days.
Okay, well, so you have to give them time to do that.
It's been a week.
Okay.
I'm worried something's going to happen to them sitting here at the house. I've got big dogs that like to eat things.
Okay, well, if you've already done that, then, I mean, it's just a timely matter. We don't, like, I can't say when they're going to respond to it, but they're going to get to it as soon as possible and get that return label to you.
All right.
All right, anything else I could help with today?
No, that's it.
All right. Thanks for calling Eagle Moss. Please hold for a one-question survey and have a good day.